This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Talking about the Phillies' decision to go with two starting lineups so they can eventually take you down to one starting lineup, the same starting lineup that went down in four games to the Mets last year. So it's good stuff. So Ike was on the phone with Jack, and Jack was talking about the Eagles, as he always is. I can never stop him from talking about the Eagles. You know. And he said, he asked me this question that I will pose to you. The era of the Eagles post, for lack of a better word, post-Donovan era Eagles. Mm-hmm. The ones that won, the team that, the era that won the Super Bowl in 2017, but we sort of acknowledge that as a different era, of course, than the Eagles that won this Super Bowl. Who would you say was the face of the 2010s of the Eagles, that era of Eagles football? Who would you say, when we look back on it in 25 years, telling our grandkids about it, who was the face of that era?
It's not an easy question to answer. You guys aren't going to let me do my typical thing where I name three or four guys.
You're going to have to pick one. You can name three or four, but you're going to have to pick one.
Well, I would go with the core four.
Well,
yeah, the core four is Lane, Jason, BG, and Fletch.
Who is the face
of those four? So I got to pick one of those four for me.
Yes.
For me, it would be one of those four.
Okay.
Who would I pick out of that four? Oh, man, as the face of this era.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
They're making him pick.
Yeah, like you can keep repeating it.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to talk to myself here.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? I'm going to go with BG. And here's where I'm going to go with BG. BG played longer here. Now, all those guys played only for the Eagles of the core four. And I'm assuming that's the only team Lane's going to play for, I'm assuming.
Unless he goes down the Jason Peters path.
Right, and never wants to retire.
Right.
But I'm going to go with BG. Because BG sort of represents, it's really him or Jason. Because they both have sort of this underdog, overcome adversity. They went through rough patches where both seemingly were going to be out of here at some point. Managed to change that around, win the first ever Super Bowl here, and BG even won a second one, and Kelce went to a second one. BG went to three Super Bowls. I'm going to go with BG because he was the last man standing of that group. Lane, while he's one of the core four, he's probably had, you know what? No, Lane's had his stuff too, man. Lane's had his adversity too. He's had his stuff he had to overcome, personal-wise.
Most likely Hall of Famer. At least he can push his way to Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's certainly going to be a Hall of Famer, I believe. So, two of those four are going to probably be Hall of Famers in Lane and Jason Kelce.
Yep.
Fletcher certainly deserves consideration. BG. Man, I'm going to go with BG. You make me choose. Well, I'm gonna go with BG.
BG. Yeah. Jack, your opinion? Who the face of era was?
And when I'm thinking about 25 years from now, right? Like obviously, 55 years old, 56 years old, I'll still be running this place.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to teach these young kids about
these whippersnappers.
Yeah. Like what the Eagles were actually like. And I just think that as time goes on, I know right now he's like in the crosshairs, it seems like, with Philadelphia for no reason, is Kelce. Like, I think Kelce's going to age.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to be, everyone's going to talk about, oh, man, Kelce. Like, 10 years plus from now, everyone's going to go right back to being all Kelce'd up.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be Jason.
215-592-9494. Hey, who do you think?
I'm glad you picked Jason. If I'd have picked Jason, you would have picked Jason, too.
Yeah.
It'd have been both of us picking Jason. Who are you going with?
So I truly believe that in 25 years, when we are talking about this era, we will talk about the Super Bowl and we'll talk about Nick Foles. And I know he didn't play this whole time here. Mm-hmm. I know it wasn't like he was the franchise quarterback. Mm-hmm. But I do believe that when we are talking about them winning the Super Bowl, because that team didn't go to a bunch of Super Bowls, right?
Sure.
It really... A lot of that era is whittled down to that game and that run. And I do think when we were looking back on it, what?
There's a lot to that era.
There is.
Not just that game.
There is, but as time goes on, here's why it is to me. So as time goes on, we just think about moments, really, when we're thinking about these things.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we think about AI's career, it's really, we think about the vibe and all that thing, but it really gets whittled down to a couple of big moments that what we think of.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Foles is the moment. And it was a great, and by the way, he sort of has two of the moments. I guess I could argue the other big moment was that Chip Kelly run when he went 27-2, which is part of this era as well.
Which I think we kind of prop up because we want to give Foles more validity. In all honesty, that was a 10-16 that lost in the first round of the playoffs, and it was a magic trick of 27-2. He never came close to duplicating that again.
He didn't, but
that's not a significant season that anybody is reminiscing about.
I know, but well, I mean, yeah, I know. I mean, but when we're looking at it, I mean, Nick made as many Pro Bowls as Brandon did.
Sure,
right? One, you know. So it, and obviously Brandon Graham had a better NFL career than Nick Foles did. But if we're going to talk about the face of this era, I really think when we look back on it, we will think of Nick Foles. We'll think of Nick Foles catching that touchdown pass. We'll think of him being the Super Bowl MVP.
Thinking of that game.
Because I'm thinking about that game. Yeah. I think
you're not even talking about 27-2.
Well, but it's part of it, too,
Mike,
right?
Vick's 2010 season, to me, was more memorable and more electrifying than Nick Foles' 27-2. And Nick's 27-2, the only real game that stands out is the 7-touchdown game.
Is it the Raiders game? Is that
That's the only game and that was a blowout.
Right, but yes, I'm just talking about the Super Bowl, but I do think 27-2, the fact that he was drafted here, that he had that added,
he's an Eagle,
it added to the story.
Yeah.
And again, I understand BG close to our hearts, Jason close to our hearts, Fletch and Lane also. But I think when we think about the face, I'm going to think about Foles. Like that is what I remember.
I think you're in the minority.
Yeah.
I think this last Super Bowl pushed the Foles thing a little further away.
But I don't think
it's good.
For now. Maybe for now it did, but I don't think in 20 years it will. I think in 20 years we will remember the Super Bowl and we'll remember Nick Foles.
Yeah.
And we'll remember with this. I'm not saying that we're not going to remember BG. To be clear.
They're all going to be remembered.
They'll all be remembered.
They're all great Eagles, yeah.
But that era.
But he can't be the face of that era because he didn't play here enough. It wasn't consistent enough.
I'm talking to two Wentz guys right now, instead of Eagles fans.
You're talking, but we're also listening to a full psycho.
Yeah,
I'm not a full psycho.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I am not.
And you're an anti-Wentz guy, so stop that.
It's you, Giglio, and Seltzer was all thirsted up, so he's the best quarterback in franchise history. Yeah. Like, can we grow up?
I'm not an anti-Nick Foles guy. I never have been.
All right.
Never have been. Nobody can turn me into an anti-Nick Foles guy. I would rather give the appreciation, like, it's not that I don't have appreciation for what Nick did in the Super Bowl, but you're talking about a decade and a half, almost two decades, and if it's not one of those core four, it's a disservice to those guys. Like, those guys were here through all of it. And BG more than any of them.
I wish we could.
The good and the bad. Like, Nick left, came back. He jumped in, caught a great moment, left again. Like, but he left again after he won the Super Bowl, he was gone.
But a great moment, but a moment that is maybe the best moment in the history of the franchise.
It was the best. It was.
It still is.
No, it's not.
Oh, sure it is.
No, I don't know.
That Super Bowl is the best moment in the history of the franchise.
I guess maybe. Because of why? Because it was the first?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. You think the Patriots, after they won 6 Super Bowls, think that the one they won first was the best moment in franchise history?
Well, if we...
So it's not like the first can't be surpassed. They've gone to 2 Super Bowls since then.
I know.
And they put together better teams with more memorable franchise players on those teams than was on that team.
But there's only one quarterback who can win the first Super Bowl. There's only one quarterback who could do it as a backup. There's only one quarterback who could have beat Tom Brady.
Here. Yeah. Because Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl.
But he's not Nick Foles.
Yeah, but I know he's not Nick Foles. He might as well be Nick Foles. I mean, do you think Tampa Bay thinks about that Super Bowl more than they do the one Brady won?
No, they don't.
But, okay, then.
But I think we are different, and that situation is different. I wish I could fast forward. I'm telling you. When we look back, we're going to think about Nick.
I don't know.
He's going to be the face of the era. He's
honestly,
drive it.
I think Kelsey may be the one that's actually thought about.
Yeah, well, Kelsey has a speech.
Yeah, yes. Well, that and the personality and everything else.
All right.
I think Nick is maybe third at best. I'd go Kelsey and BG over Nick.
For that era. Now, I know what you want to happen. Do you really believe that will happen in 20 years, that is what we'll remember? Like, that era was BG and Jason over Nick.
Yeah. Well, I think Jason will be the one.
Okay.
Jason will be the one. When you think about an era of football, I don't know if you can. Nick Foles didn't play here long enough to be the face of an era of football. I can't even necessarily say he's the face of that 2017 team.
Oh, of course he is.
Face of that team?
Of course he is.
Maybe. It's
actually disrespectful to do some all-time greats.
Yeah, I guess.
No, it is. He was great for 1 week?
No, he wasn't great for 1 week.
Well,
that's
two
a
weeks.
Lie. Well, and then I know...
Well, no, it was 2 weeks.
Well, and I know the Wentz wagon over here is forgetting what happened the next season, too.
Because nobody cares about that except for people who hate Wentz.
It's not true.
Hold on. It's a team that barely got in. They needed help.
They barely got in because the first quarterback went 4-8.
I know, but forget about that. But that's not saying how great Nick was. Like, that was some great season. That's the point I'm making.
It's because he is bigger than what happened on the field. He is a moment. He is a...
Let's not talk about his...
Well, yes. Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Who is going
now
to be...
Now you made me pick... Now I'm definitely is not Nick.
Yes, of course it's not Nick.
Well, then it's definitely Nick.
No, it's not. Only you full psychos. Again,
I'm not a full psycho.
Yes, you are. You think he's the face of... Those guys are all-time great Eagles.
The greatest quarterback in franchise history.
Sickening. I'm actually pro-Jalen in this. At least Jalen's a real franchise
quarterback.
We're
not even talking about Jalen's not in this conversation.
We know he's not.
But we're just saying that at least Jalen is a franchise quarterback. Yeah. I love Nick. Nick was never the guy.
But he was.
He wasn't.
He was a backup that came in.
And he was the,
Chip was right.
He was the most. He was the most.
Don't ever
famous,
say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't ever say that.
Oh, but the guy who brought in Jeff Statlin didn't know he's talking about.
Well,
interesting.
That's one good thing.
Watch how you guys all change sides.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Who will be the face of that era of Eagles football? Dan in Albany. You're on WIP. What's up, Dan?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Dan?
What's up, Dan?
I just think it's pretty obvious. It's BG. I mean, he's going to be around. He wasn't as good of a player as Kelsey. I think everyone can agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
He had a bigger, memorable moment in the Super Bowl. I mean, he practically won us that Super Bowl. And I think he's going to be around in the Philadelphia area for years to come. I don't think he's ever going to leave. So he's going to be the constant when,
yeah.
I'm at work right now. So
where's Nick at right now?
Well, he's not here.
Yeah, you haven't seen him since.
Yeah. Well, no, he comes back to sell his hats and stuff.
Yeah, sell merch, push merchandise
well,
on us.
Well, I think the other thing that you guys are forgetting is that, well, look, dad season. You know. But the other thing is that he is a quarterback.
Sure.
And for all of the great moments that BG could give us as an edge, and mm-hmm. you know, Jason's biggest moment really was off the field. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Six-time All Pro.
No. But if we're remembering moments, it's not like Jason.
Sure.
That's not Jason's fault.
He didn't catch a pass or anything of that nature.
He's a center, you know. So I just think we will think of beating the Patriots in the Super Bowl, Nick catching the pass. There's only a statue of one of them.
That's true.
There's only a statue.
That was paid
of one.
For.
What's that?
Paid for. The Eagles didn't put it up.
Yeah, but it's still there, isn't it?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Only one of those guys has a statue. And only one of those guys is going to have a statue
in
20
years. Okay, well, Doug has a part of that statue, too.
Yes.
Yeah, is he the face of that era?
No, but he didn't throw the passes.
And if Bud Light wasn't so thirsty when they made that that statue, quite frankly, a better statue would have been BG sacking Tom Brady.
Geez, now we're
way better.
Dude, that would have been a way better statue. That picture of BG sacking Tom Brady with the ball coming out versus Doug standing there with a clipboard and Nick standing there.
And Doug's thinking about a different play.
This is like Philly special erasure.
Dude, Philly
what are you talking
well,
about?
Because the Philly special, I told you. No. The Philly special is always been overrated.
In the Super Bowl.
No, you guys are crazy in the Philly special. I've been telling the truth about that play for six freaking years.
Yes.
It's not even a top five most important play of the game. Can we stop?
You're on drugs. It was the most famous play in the history of the franchise.
The BG play mattered more. Like, congratulations.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
Yes, it
did.
BG.
Dude, they were winning the game at halftime.
And BG, what, you know, BG, I just want to, I love you. If BG had made more plays early in the game, maybe Nick wouldn't have had to throw for 400 yards and catch a touchdown pass if BG didn't wait until 2 minutes left in the game to hit the quarterback.
You sound like a
That's
lunatic.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
Lunatic.
Tom Brady was shredding us. Yes. Yeah, that's a fair point.
Remember when we play back that clip from Merrill, they say they finally got to Tom Brady. It took 46 minutes of gameplay. Dan, give us somebody who's good at two things.
Brandon Graham.
Oh, that's a good one.
Good radio guy, too.
Yes, yeah. Well, somebody already took you.
Yeah.
And we'll see how good you are now that Brandon.
Oh, man.
You know.
Oh, now I'm getting moved out.
Well, I'm just saying. No, I'm calling Brandon the carpet because now Brandon has to perform.
Yeah.
Brandon can't just say, I hit the quarterback yesterday. Here's my radio show. Not that that's what he did, but, you know, Brandon, I love you. I'm just, these guys are.
Yeah. Believe me, you made me shoot at Nick Foles, man. I didn't want to shoot at Foles.
Yeah, you did it deep down, you
did. No, I did not.
I know you Wentz lunatics. You hold it against them.
I don't.
Yeah. All right. Jake in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Jake?
Hey, guys. No, I want to be careful here, but yeah. I have to tell you, I'm a little shocked by what I'm hearing from Mike and Jack right now.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where you guys have like lived in the area since 2017 or so. I mean, I'm born and raised in Philadelphia. I know a bunch of you WIP dudes like to move to like Jersey or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. That's me.
Let me tell you this. Hold up.
Yes.
It's got to be Nick Foles. It's 100% Nick Foles.
Dude, 25 years from now, we're not going to be talking about Nick Foles. We're going to talk about Kelsey.
It's the only thing we'll be talking about.
No, it's not. No. If they keep winning Super Bowls, it's going to start getting forgotten about more than remembered.
I agree.
I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming you guys were at the parade, but look.
Assume we attended everything you have, Jay. Yeah, we've been here for everything.
There are number 55, you know. It's just that way. He won the Super Bowl MVP. This city obviously hadn't won a Super Bowl for a very long time by that point. I'm fairly confident we're going to remember Nick Foles.
Yeah, for the entire era, you think of that era as a Nick Foles era from 2010 to 2017.
That is ridiculous.
No, so let me throw.
Yeah, exactly. That's the premise of what we're saying. We're not. Hold on. So people know, because now people who just tune in may be thinking we're just talking about the game itself.
We're not.
No, we're talking about an entire era of Eagles football that spans 10 to 18 years.
I think the face of the team doesn't have to be. I don't think it's necessarily an analytical title. I think it just comes It's the person that comes to your mind, right?
Right.
Surface level thinking.
Right.
And I think of Nick Foles. I mean, he won a Super Bowl. He's the MVP. Like, and as of right now, I mean, that first Super Bowl, I think, I mean, it's the most important moment in this franchise history. And
okay.
He's the MVP, right? Like,
yeah.
I hear you.
He had a great game. He had a great game. He didn't have a great era of Eagles football, though.
No, no. I will give you that much. I just happen to think that I'm not necessarily looking for body of work with the face of the era.
Well, okay.
The most important player is a different
No, you're like Spike. You've narrowed the whole era down to one game.
Yes.
I hate to say it, but I'm with Spike here. Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Jake. Well, because really, at the end of the day, that era is just that.
I mean, it's more than that for me. It's more than that for me.
I don't think that's how it'll get remembered. I think, honestly, we talk about Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
It's really two plays. It's Allen Iverson's a step over. It's crossing up Jordan.
Jordan, yeah.
And is that his whole career is whittled down to two plays.
Yeah.
Two plays.
No, I think as time goes on, it's going to be like, wow, that was crazy what Foles did.
Yes.
But I think that's discrediting those great players.
Yeah.
I'm not discrediting them.
No, it totally is.
I'm just talking about reality.
It totally is.
The reality is. It's reality.
It's got to be one of the core four.
It doesn't.
And by the way, it could be Howie over Foles. I mean, if we're going to start.
It's not going to be Howie.
Should be.
Well, it could be.
I need his face on Mount Rushmore.
Just put a calculator on there.
Calculator's done pretty well.
Jeff Lurie's checkbook.
There you go, a check.
Yeah, or a picture. Put J Jaw on there.
Rager.
215-592-9494. Get a little bit back into the Phillies. Also,
man.
We will take your calls on this. Who is the face of that era?
Only Spike can make us attack Foles, man.
Well, you guys are just waiting in the weeds to attack Mickey.
Just when
Mickey
I was doing
six.
So well with Nick.
Yeah. The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.